Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
With rose water in hand, we are cheersing to health, happiness, and positive people.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Yeah.
And we'll go, the wedding anthem.
Marry you. Because we had a 10-year anniversary this episode with Stephanie. So congrats on the 10 years, Stephanie.
Congrats, Steph.
You made it 10 years. Yes, 10 years. Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, y'all. We have a lot to talk about. It's going to be a really good show. I'm Rachel Robillard, and with me I got my amazing co-host.
What's up, you guys? I'm Shanti.
What's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards.
And it is Halloween! Happy October 31st!
Ooh, happy Halloween.
So, it was a great Halloween. Did y'all have a good Halloween today?
I ate a lot of candy.
Yeah?
I didn't dress up, but that was about it.
It was okay. I survived. I have my health.
I dressed up, y'all. I was ranch for Halloween today at work. Got my Hidden Valley Ranch, you know.
I would have been a slice of pizza if I'd known.
Yeah.
Like, just to compliment you.
That would have been really fun. Because
I would have been a balsamic vinaigrette because I'm trying to lose weight, but it would have been a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why I wore ranch is one, because it's like one of my favorite foods, and you are what you eat, so that's what
ranch I wanted
to
wear.
Yeah, just like queso, ranch has its own food category as
okay.
well. Yes.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
I like
so, a lot to talk about. We got the Jack Retro event, Stephanie's vow renewal. The ladies are finally off to Copenhagen, so overall thoughts, what y'all think of the episode?
Overall thoughts, episode was a little bit slow. I kind of wanted
right?
it to be a little bit more jam-packed than it was, and I actually thought that they were going to be in Copenhagen this episode, so I was kept on waiting for them to actually be there, and turns out we have to wait till next week. So
I thought the same thing.
Okay.
They teased it with the fight last episode, so I thought the mm-hmm. fight was going to happen this season or this episode of. All right, they're in Copenhagen. Let's see what's happening. What do you think, Erica?
It was a cool episode. It was very kind of cute and homey. A little bit of a filler episode for me, but you know, I still enjoy the ladies.
Still like them. They're good. I mean, if I got a gift basket full of pickled herring, Danish, and beer, okay, I'll go. With or without that basket. I mean, I've never tried pickled herring. Do y'all even know what that was? I had no idea what that was until Carrie said
yes.
It's fish. And
I'm Norwegian.
So you did know it?
Yes. It's like a Scandinavian dish, I guess. I mean, it's exactly what it is. It's pickled fish. It's disgusting. It smells gross. I don't know how people eat it and it's edible, but I think some people like grow up on it, so they like Ooh. It. But yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I've heard of it, never had it. I know. I think it's also a delicacy. I want to say in Iceland as well, but yeah, I've not tried it. But they also had caviar, so I was like,
yeah.
Caviar was nice. Caviar is good. You know,
right? So. Yeah.
Is caviar good?
It is, actually.
I've never had it.
I've had caviar.
It's I don't good. Know if I could put ranch on my caviar.
Well, what? I but wouldn't that's do that, it. But it is tasty.
Just like real quick, what are the notes of caviar? Like, what does it taste like?
I don't know. It's like really salty fish eggs. I don't know what to tell you. They're small. I mean, it's very
okay.
salty. I don't know. Right. I mean, it's kind of, I think, and then you have it, I think when I had it was like on a little cracker. Like, it's not a big... Kind of depends on how much money you have, I guess. Because
mm-hmm.
if it's, I assume if you get the really expensive caviar, it's probably very good. And then if you get the cheaper one, it's kind of like sushi. Like, it's just all over the place. Some of it is good. Some of it is just salty fish eggs. I don't know. But
Delicious.
The times I've had it was
salty.
Fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. It wasn't, and I think it's probably an acquired high-end taste.
Yeah, well, speaking of salty, Deandra was pretty salty to Leanne by not showing up to her wedding dress. Fitting. She wasn't there for her fitting. Stephanie was there.
Yeah.
Leanne invited Stephanie, but Deandra isn't there. So that brought up a lot of controversy. And it was interesting how Leanne said she just wanted a plain, basic, boring wedding dress, which just, that's not her. Like, usually your wedding dress kind of symbolizes you, and she just wanted very plain and simple. So I was surprised she wants that.
That's a good point, because all in her interviews, she has purple hair and this outlandish makeup and fur and heels, and for her to say that she wants a simple wedding dress is just the opposite of everything she is.
Well, I don't know if I would say it's the opposite, because I feel like that black dress, 100 different ways, all 85 of those were kind of plain to me. I mean, they were cute, but very conservative, very sort of, shall we say, age-appropriate or whatever, very conservative. So I wasn't as shocked, because I feel like when it comes to that black dress that she put her design behind and, you know, and kind of really thought into, it was kind of simple.
Yeah. I didn't like any of the dresses that she tried on.
No?
Like, every single one, I was waiting for that beautiful one where I was like, oh, that looks great. I want her to get that one. And I didn't like any of them. So I was upset about that. But the actual store looked really nice and, like, the beaded handmade gowns. So I was, like, super excited about it. But I was just underwhelmed when she
was
trying on all her dresses.
Some of the dresses, she was walking like a penguin, where I'm like, that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, there was one that fitted her. It just looked like how a turtleneck kind of chokes you in the neck or something.
Saw that.
There was one where her neck was sick, and I was like, well, don't wear that one. And then, I don't know if I like her with a cape. That kind of was a little bit not a great look for her.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cape.
I thought there was one or two that I thought were okay. Like, maybe that one that was just plain and simple, I love you. That one actually was fine. Like, like you said, it was nothing where I was like, oh, that's the one. Mm-hmm, you know, so.
And I bet they didn't show the one. You know, that's how a lot of people will post pictures and videos.
Oh, very true.
They're not going to post the one. But she mentioned how she's like, you know, people my age don't necessarily get giddy when getting married. But I, in my head, I was like, girl, you getting married, anyone getting married, no matter what age, you have every right to be giddy. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I know Rich has been married 3 times before, but you have every right to be giddy for your wedding. So go her.
For sure.
And so then she clarified she actually did invite Deandra, but Deandra's the one who respectfully declined because she was too busy. And so moving forward, this is when the Rosewater comment, when Leanne went to Cam's house, and of course Cam, the Princess of Pink, had not only just regular water, she had rose water. And they cheers to health, happiness, and positive people, pretty much insinuating that Deandra's not the most positive person. And they just quickly start talking about Deandra, about how she did not show up. And Cameron was on Leanne's side, but that's been a reoccurring thing. I feel like they're really close right now on ganging up on Deandra. Do y'all think that?
Yeah, that whole conversation was, they were kind of like feeding off each other and getting, one was getting more angry and more angry and more angry. And I couldn't even remember, like, I don't know. I felt like they were getting so mad kind of for nothing or overreacting, especially Cameron. But I thought it was super shady that Deandra didn't come to the wedding dress fitting. Sorry, kind of jumping back real quick. But I think it's just kind of more like a stamp, like the friendship is over. We're not close, so I'm not going to come. So that's basically what it's saying to me.
I agree with you. However, I do also feel like, why come and be fake? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because if you're going to come and, you know, and then, you know, you can't really truly be happy for her, or you're still going to be sitting there like, well, you're trying this on, but do you have a date yet? I mean, if that's really going to be your spirit, then I think the right thing, she could have phrased it a little bit better in her text message or called her or whatever, but it's like, if you're not going to be in a good place, and you just called me an alcoholic, so how am I going to be here pretending like we cool? Like, I, to some extent, it's like, try to squash it and go,
right?
But don't go and ruin the whole day because you have a bad attitude. So, I mean, if she can't really fake it, then she probably shouldn't have gone.
Yeah, but but why Stephanie?
That's what I was wondering. Like, there's like three people or two people and then Stephanie. It was just seemed such like a personal event. And it was just so random to me that Stephanie was there.
Well, I felt like, because Stephanie was like, oh, I'm so glad to be part of the inner circle. And I'm like, that's a pretty small circle. So why, you know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, you definitely not going to invite Carrie, because she just started talking to you 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And what I found interesting was she was, like, sitting there, you know, talking all this trash about Deandra to Cameron, but, like, you didn't invite Cameron either. But I guess that's not a thing. You know, I guess Cameron doesn't care, or Cameron knows she's not in the inner circle or whatever. But I would have been looking like, well, you invited Stephanie and not me, and I'm like a... whatever her last name is. She's not a Simmons, but the other one. Whatever Cameron is, she's a
Westcott.
Westcott.
Oh, Westcott.
I'm a Westcott, and you invite me to help you pick out a dress? Like,
yeah, why didn't she invite Cam?
Yeah, so that's what I was like. Well, sorry. I was like, she's talking to Cam about it, but she didn't invite Cam. So that's interesting. But she invited Stephanie, so.
And then how come Cam didn't, like, get mad about her not being invited? Because remember earlier this season, Cam was mad that she wasn't told about Brandy's baby ahead of time, even though she was invited to the party. Like, why didn't she get mad at Leanne for not inviting her to the
Right, because I think Cam and Leanne are tighter than Leanne and Stephanie. I would have thought.
I think Me too.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that Cameron did not go get an invite, and I'm surprised that she didn't even. She's so busy dogging Deandra, she didn't even notice. Like, oh well, I didn't get invited either.
Right, exactly. So Cam and Leanne were talking about Deandra with her not going to the fitting, and then also brought up the alcoholic, or not the alcoholic conversation, but what was brought up at the cooking class between Cam and Jimmy, and how Cam got really she went backwards talking to Leanne about the event the night before, and how she got in a fight over what happened at the cooking class. And then while this was going on, Mama D and Deandra are having their own little talk about what happened, and how Mama D is sticking up for Deandra now and is, like, claiming she's not an alcoholic and she's going to defend her daughter. And she told Deandra in that moment she should have said, Cam, Jimmy, this is not the time to discuss this conversation. We can go out for coffee and talk about it, but we have a cooking class. I do not want to talk about it. And I was like, okay, I thought that was good words of advice if you don't want to talk about things. But at the same time, I felt like they were just trying to be, like, make sure she was aware of, like, you are a Simmons and people are talking about you. And that's where things got twisted. So, but then Mama D, that's when she kind of she threw some shade, and we're going to get into our shady moments in a little bit, but some shade that Mama D threw was that Deandra was like, Jimmy Westcott is the Grand Dom of Dallas, and then Miss Mama D Simmons is like, oh wait, she is? Like,
That was so shady and so funny. Ooh. I love Mama D.
I was interested in the advice that Mama D was going to give Deandra of what to say back to Cam and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, like, deflecting it and saying that they should talk about it at a later time. I kind of wanted to hear, like, yeah, she was kind of sticking up for herself, but I don't know. I wanted a little bit more of what she should come back with, you know? Mm-hmm. Because she didn't really give – I don't know. Did you kind of get the advice that she –
Well, I think what I got from it, not necessarily what she should have said specifically in that conversation, but she did go on to advise her, like, you should stand up for yourself or they're going to keep mowing you down.
Right.
And then she did go into, you know, I've been a Simmons longer than you, and anybody that says anything, I just tell them to blow it or whatever she says.
Right.
So she did start to kind of go into, you know, this whole stand up for yourself, mm-hmm. don't take it, and kind of tell them, you know, kind of like you don't care, which I think is valid because Deandra wasn't born into that family. Her mother married that man. So it's like, really, I'm bound by my stepdaddy's, like, rules? It just seems crazy to me, really. And because she wasn't born into it and she didn't marry into it like her mother did. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I mean, I get that it was her stepfather and now she's a Simmons or whatever, but... I don't know. Right. It seems a little bit
and
kind
also,
of over
like,
extreme.
Wait, but stepfather? I thought that's...
No, her natural father killed himself, and then her Mama D married Mr. Simmons, or whatever his name is, and he obviously later passed as well, but he was her stepfather, so he wasn't even her natural father. And I'm like, why is it such...
Are you sure about that? Because why is Deandra's last name Simmons if so she... Her mom remarried.
Yeah, her mom did remarry, because I think... I don't know if it was last season, but they showed some pictures because she might have been like 10 or 12. She was a little bit older when her mom, you know, she wasn't like a baby when her mom married into that family. But we can double check people, but
yeah, I'm not sure if, I think Simmons is her original last name. And I'm not sure if Mama D has technically remarried, but I guess I'm not sure. I don't have...
We'll double check.
Yeah, we can double check it. That was my understanding, though, that that was her, that the Simmons was her stepfamily. That was my understanding.
Now, regardless, it's like, it's not like Tanner's doing anything bad. So she got drunk at 12 o'clock on a Saturday with Brandy. It's not like she's really, like, painting the town red and doing some crazy stuff where she's, like, really making a bad reputation for herself. It just seems, like, really over-dramatized by Cam and Jimmy, you know? So, yeah. I don't know. I just don't think it's that
big. And, I mean, Deandra even said, like, oh, now you're getting your mother-in-law involved. Like, it shouldn't be – your mother-in-law shouldn't be involved in this. Jimmy shouldn't be involved in this. Only Cameron, you should be talking to me about this. But it's funny how everything's switching around because now Mama D is getting – knee deep in this, head deep, but it's like extreme, is in this. And so moving on to the Jack retro event, Mama D wasn't hesitant to tell Brandy what Leanne told her, and that she's claiming that she's an alcoholic with Deandra. And I could just, based on facial reactions and body movement, Brandy just was not expecting Mama D to be so forthcoming and share that type of information. And so she just let her have it. And so this Jack retro event was a Hard Night Good Morning pop-up that Leanne created for Deandra before they were on the rocks. And so Deandra didn't even really want to go to this event, but ended up going. And it was a very fun PJ party. This was a lingerie. But I love how Brandy showed up in a onesie, like a cute, like
that. That was my
fun
style.
Onesie, while Carrie is just, you know, like she could be in... in a Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah, but, it was super cute.
Yeah, and she's launching her new product, and so she had a new moisturizer for Hard Night Good Morning, and also the green product, the Green Miracle. She reformulated it and also had the new bottle that she was trying to do with her mom. Because originally, Mama D didn't want to change the shape of Green Miracle, but she was able to change it, so that was the rebranding of it. And so... but I really want to talk about Mama D because she went up to Carrie and Brandy and said, like, you better not hurt Deandra when in Copenhagen. Do y'all remember how, like, forthcoming she was? Like, you better not hurt her or, like, y'all will be killed. I don't know her the exact sentence verbatim, but it was like, you better not hurt my daughter or something's going to happen.
It was a threat.
It was a threat.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was a threat.
Yeah. I mean, Mama D definitely seemed to be on fire that night. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah.
I don't know if she, like, had some drinks or she was fueled by alcohol, but she just seemed to be like more fiery, even though she's always fiery. I don't know. It just seemed like something different with her that night. I don't know if you guys mentioned this last week, but I guess I was a little bit confused because when Leanne and Mama D had their conversation at the cooking lesson, like they seemed to, it was like very amicable. They were on the same page.
Right.
And then like now it's like, she's mad about the conversation. You know, it's like suddenly something has changed her tune. Maybe it's because her daughter has come to her expressing, like, concern. But I thought it kind of came out a little bit of nowhere that suddenly she was, like, angry about Leanne when she wasn't to begin with when they first had that conversation at the cooking lesson. Did you guys notice that or...
I see where you're coming from. I also...
Or maybe she's just sticking up for her daughter because it's her daughter.
Yeah, I think she's sticking up for her daughter now because it's her daughter. And the word alcoholic is... very harsh for them. It's a very bold
But that's
thing
what
to
she
say.
Said in the conversation in the cooking lesson.
But didn't she say, like, that's the thing. She did say alcoholic. Right?
Yeah.
Let me go back to my notes.
What do you think?
Well, I thought, I did notice it, but I kind of thought it was sort of like, because even today, in tonight's episode, when Mama D actually had interaction with Leanne, she was still very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's just part of that sort of socialite fakeness, really. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, when she wasn't having the conversation, because she doesn't really have a beef with Leanne personally. Obviously, she's going to support her daughter. But in the conversation with Leanne, she was kind of like, I think, just trying to hear her out. But, you know, in reality, she knows, okay, you know I'm her mother. Her father did kill himself or whatever due to alcoholism. He committed suicide. And to some extent, she knows that it's wrong for her, Leanne, to be sharing that with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like it was sort of like, okay, I'm not going to get into it with you here at my cooking lesson, but I am noting what you have said to me.
Right.
So that's kind of how I took it, because I agree with you. Like, she was all kind of fake and nice to her at the time, but really she's like, look, she told me you were an alcoholic, and you know, and right. That's horrible.
There's like some disconnect.
Yeah. I have the quote. I pulled up people about the suicide alcoholism thing. I think this was during a talking head. Deandra said, Leanne is a master at not saying something but implying everything. Whether or not she says alcoholic and drunk, that's what she's implying. My father committed suicide when he was in a drunken rage, so it's really upsetting for me to have that conversation. He was always an alcoholic. I grew up with an alcoholic father. That for me is a sensitive topic. I know a lot about alcohol issues. I don't even know what to say. I'm mad and I'm hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks,
you're welcome. Jeff.
And Leanne, like with the Mama D, Leanne talked during the cooking class. Leanne said the only side Brandy wants to see is them getting drunk, and that they want to, that they just, you know, they drink together.
Exactly. So I'm not sure even in our clips of what we've seen of their conversation, if she actually said the word alcoholic when she was talking to Mama D. Mm-hmm. She definitely said all this stuff about them drinking too much and she's worried. And I know Mama D said, well, that would really concern me because her father was an alcoholic. I don't know if Leanne actually used the word alcoholic when she was talking to Mama D, but she has right. definitely used it in other contexts yeah. anyway.
Do you
at
think
this point.
That's the reason why Leanne said no to champagne at the wedding dress fitting? Remember the owner of the
right.
gallery was like, would y'all like some champagne? She goes, oh, not right now, no champagne. And everyone's like, what? Like, do you think it's because, like, maybe she's getting more lax on drinking, so now she's like, oh, well, if y'all are drinking during the day, then y'all must be, you know, I just feel like, why?
I don't know if there's a direct correlation, but, I mean, earlier in the episodes, like, when they went to Beaver Creek, she was kind of, like, lax on the alcohol. She didn't really have that much, so I don't know if it has anything to do specifically with her comment about Deandra. I don't think so.
I'm not sure because while she was lax at in Beaver Creek, then the other time she was like wiping her hair on the floor and humping
yeah,
the floor and
exactly.
stuff. So she definitely has got to, you know.
She was at Billy Bob's
exactly.
whipping her head around, her hair around, like mopping the floor. And so she, it's like, she does it too. I mean, all the girls have had moments where they go a little too far, but that's...
Except for maybe, like, Cameron is pretty, you know, she's kind of tight.
Yeah, loud. She keeps it together.
So Cameron is pretty much
yeah,
kind
does.
Of a little too tight. But everybody else lets loose. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't sure about that, but, I mean, it could be valid. Because if she's still putting on this, well, Brandy drinks so much thing, then, you know, maybe she does have to watch her drinking.
And the thing is, Brandy's adoption process isn't finalized yet, and so when she made that, when she vocalized that, it's like, ooh, you can't be just saying I'm an alcoholic when baby Bruin could be taken away from me like that. So it's a sticky situation. That's a very big accusation to be claiming someone's an alcoholic who's going through an adoption process like that. And so
definitely.
I can see why Brandy has more of a radar up against Leanne to be like, don't do that. You can't say that, give those kind of accusations and ruin everything based on your opinion of her drinking.
But she didn't, did she call Brandy an alcoholic? She was just saying that Brandy and her were drinking a lot. And then she like, you know, was talking about the word alcoholism with Deandra.
Right.
But did she, I don't know. She's just implying, obviously.
Yeah, she's implying that they're together and they drink
right.
heavily. Like, if,
right.
So if, like, Leanne,
yeah.
or if Deandra's an alcoholic, but
of
you
course.
Hang with Brandy all the time, like, that's, it's just, it's.
I thought it was funny when they were at the pop-up shop. Mama D was, like, kind of going in on Leanne. Like,
mm-hmm.
not going in, but just kind of, like, getting it started about the conversation. And then all of a sudden, Carrie came over and, like, the whole
oh my
conversation
gosh.
Just
totally
stopped
switched.
And shifted.
Yeah.
And, like, they parted ways. And I didn't know if I missed something, so we, like, paused it and stopped but and rewatched it. But, yeah, it was kind of like I felt Mama D had a lot more to say. And she
I wanted
was cut
to hear
off.
What she had
I know.
To say. She's like,
I know.
I know so much about relationships. I've had a lot of like relationships. It,
and then
she meant friendship.
Pause.
And then, yeah. And then I was like, oh, she was just getting into it. We want to see Mama D.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like Leanne just was like, okay, well, yeah, that's great, but here's Carrie. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I don't know if it was the editing or if it was the fact that Leanne just turned in the middle of Mama D's sentence and started talking to Carrie. Either way, we did not get to hear what Mama D had to say.
Yeah, it was Carrie just walked in. I don't think she really realized that they were in the middle of a conversation. But moving on, after that event, we had the vow renewal between Stephanie and Travis. And it was a beautiful ceremony. Travis organized it. And Carrie didn't feel well, so she was, quote, drinking away the bug, and also Stephanie wore her original wedding dress 10 years later. That's amazing. She's had two children 10 years later, and she's still rocking the same wedding dress. And we actually have a tweet or a post from Travis that we want to show y'all. He said, I just love wedding pictures when you are grabbing your new wife's nice little ASS. Still love you, Peanut. It's so cute.
No, I disagree.
You don't think it's cute?
Okay, I still love you. The still, why? It's like cringeworthy. And like, I like grabbing your nice little ass. Like,
I don't mind the still.
I don't mind the still.
Yeah, because to me, it's like, what it implies
10 years later,
exactly.
I
love you now as much as I did then.
Okay, what's really cute? Yeah, like, I think it's cute, but like, I think that Travis is like mad ghetto. Like, I just do. Because he's always
ghetto?
I think he's ghetto. Anybody who's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get butt sex? No, that's ghetto. Anybody trying to put your ring on? Oh, your finger's fat? Yeah, I think that's a little not my thing. Like, that's kind of trying.
Wait, how is that?
I mean, I don't know.
How is that ghetto?
I don't know if ghetto is the term that I would use.
It's the term I would use, but that's, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm like, okay, I love your sweet ass. Nah, dude, not on my, like, marital photos, but that's me.
Yeah. I just get, like, a weird vibe from him in general. Like,
really? Love Travis.
I mean, I love him, but I think he can be really crass. Like, are you really the toast? The first thing you're going to say is, oh, yeah, now you owe me butt sex?
Crass.
Crass is a great word.
And then, is vow renewal common for people that have only been married for 10 years?
I don't think so, actually, but it's like, it's cool.
It was sweet. I thought it was like, it was really a little bit odd that they did like a whole new ceremony with like a bunch of people. Like, I feel like vow renewal.
It wasn't even that many people. I feel like it was probably roughly like no more than 50 people there.
Okay, but that's a lot. For me, well, I guess this is just my opinion, but I would think that a vow renewal would be like very intimate, personal thing and would happen like later than 10 years, but it was still sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet. I think it was more of a production thing. Like, oh,
of course.
Y'all got married in 2008. It's 10 years. Like, this would be a good little
something
for you, Steph. So let's organize this.
I don't know, because I think, I don't know. Like, I just don't think Steph is that good of an actress. So I do feel like she's been talking about this. I feel like this is what she wanted. Like, yeah, like everybody I've seen.
But Travis organized it.
I know, because it's what she's wanted since in the beginning. Because she said that in a couple episodes. Like, I've told him that I want to renew our vows on our 10th anniversary. So it was cool that he organized it, but mm-hmm. he said, you know, she said herself, she's been talking about it forever. And I believe that to be true. And I agree, because I think most people, I think, although they end up getting divorced, but like on Real Housewives of Orange County, like usually it's 20 years. So, you know, I mean, usually people don't really do it at 10 years, but I think for some reason when she first got married, she was like, I really want to do this at 10 years, and she's been talking about it. So to that extent, I agree that obviously Bravo was like, well, sure, we'll film it.
Yeah.
You know, right? we need to do something before you guys go to Copenhagen. So I totally agree with that. But I do feel like it's something that she's kind of had set her sights on for a long time.
And also Stephanie mentioned, she's like, now I know that I can get through the month while Travis is gone. I'm going to be strong. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl. First of all, you have a personal assistant. I don't know how I didn't catch this in earlier episodes.
Yeah, Shanti was like, wait, she has a personal assistant?
Why does Stephanie have a personal assistant?
Why
like,
not?
Oh, my God.
It could be because she doesn't know how to pay bills.
Apparently.
I mean, I'm just going to say, she can't write a check, so.
So now you have your personal assistant when your husband's gone. Like, you're going to be fine. You will survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I roll.
I also saw it was interesting that her friend Sarah was her maid of honor and not her friend or not her sister. Tiffany, who's also in the audience. So
yeah.
I was like, because we saw Tiffany, right? Yeah, her name's
Tiffany. Right,
yeah. Tiffany a couple episodes ago, and like, oh, they're very close, but apparently not as close as I originally thought, because she wasn't the maid of honor, because my little sister's going to be my maid of honor.
I think it's common for sisters to be maid of honors, but like, I don't think that it's most far-fetched thing in the world not have your sister be the maid of honor. Yeah, I think it happens. I think all families are different. All sisters are close, not close, and
Yeah, it just depends how close you are, because that's who your maid of honor is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she was a bridesmaid, I would assume, in the original wedding. So. But yeah, like, I mean, it is a little bit like, oh, okay, but a little bit surprising, I would say. But but then again, college roommate is also a good look.
Mm-hmm. And then the girls are getting ready for Copenhagen. And so this is when all the girls are talking amongst themselves and... Court asks Cameron, like, are you going to Mars or Copenhagen? And then a lot of people are just in their own, and that's where a lot of shade comes from. And then, which we'll get into our shady comments in a minute, but then they go to Copenhagen, and all the girls are in first class except Deandra and Leanne.
Ugh, so awkward.
Right. And so Deandra didn't want to pay the $1,200 upgrade because she has other things to use that money towards. Of course, she's about to get married. And then Deandra doesn't want to use that money because she just got the business. After 14 years, the contract to come in, and so she didn't want to tell Mama D, like, oh, I just spent $1,200 on an upgrade for a flight when she's about to take over the business. So
okay, hold on. No shade, but, like, that was awkward. Especially if I had a camera on me and I was on a Bravo show and the whole cast was in first class except, like, the one girl that I was fighting with and they said it was $1,200, I would cough up that money. She, like, looked at the camera.
Yeah.
Yes! I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm sure she has
Bravo, it. That's the thing. Being in production, they had to have paid for the flights.
Right.
So they just didn't have... They probably paid for all of them coached, probably just standard. And then all the girls were like, well, I'll pay more
but that's
to
weird
have an upgrade.
Because housewives, they always get first class. Think about all housewives shows. Like, if they go across, over, they're always in first
but
class.
But I think, I want to say, was it Married to Medicine? There was another show. I don't remember which show it was. Or was it a Real Housewives? There was another show where this issue came up because two of the women wanted to talk. So they upgraded to first class, and the other people were still in coach, and they were like, oh, it was a big thing because they weren't inclusive. And that's my thing. It's like, why didn't you guys talk about it? Because it's kind of rude when you get there. It's like, oh, okay, well, everybody else went to first class. So now, you know, what if it was just one person stuck in coach? That would be horrible. Either way, it's horrible. But I'm surprised that the people that upgraded didn't talk to the other ones.
As Brandy said, she upgraded to first class because as an alcoholic, there's free drinks. You know, Leanne thinks I'm an alcoholic, so I'm going to first class because those are where the free drinks at. So I thought that was funny that she said that. And so speaking of quotes, let's move on to shady moments from this episode.
We don't throw shade. We create it.
So, I would love to start off when the girls were at the Jack Retro event, and Deandra is talking to Carrie, and Deandra's like, oh, she's woken the dragon, like, I'm about to come out, and then Carrie said to her, she goes, oh, I know that, you can be a real biatch. And I'm, like, and then Deandra, like, kept, and was, like, agreeing with Carrie, because I was like, yeah, but in the back, I'm like, Carrie just, like, told you that you're a bitch. Like, hello? But,
She's funny.
She definitely does. I mean, we all do, kind of.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, mine is, like, not really shady, but kind of shady. It's what Travis said at their vow renewal when he was standing up and making a toast. And in front of everyone, he said, you owe me butt sex. In front of our friends and family, it's a backdoor shady moment of the week.
Yeah, that was kind
literally.
Of crazy. I know, she was like, my dad is right there. Like, that's what I'm like, yeah, what back of the woods did you grow up in? Okay.
Her mom was like, what? What is that?
Like, who says that? Whatever, totally ghetto. I don't care what you guys say. All right, my shadiest moment was when Brandy was packing for her trip, and she was like, oh, I'm going on a trip with Deandra and Stephanie, and she named everybody, and then she said, and Leanne, and then, I don't know if it was Brooklyn or the other B daughter, and she was like, wouldn't that be torture? And then, so, from the mouths of babes, Brandy's daughters can say a lot, so yeah.
Yeah.
They hate her friends. Just
right?
No, they exactly. hate her yeah. just as much.
And so now let's move on to news. Let's get some news going.
All right, you guys. So, not too much really shocking going on that I found with the ladies, but I am loving Mama D more and more. So I hope they give Mama D, I don't know, what did the Dallas ladies hold? Do they hold?
Everyone loves Omadeep.
I don't know what they hold. I guess it's not a picture.
Like an honorary?
An apple. Whatever the Dallas people hold.
Oh, the star.
Star.
Oh, star. Star. Star.
Right,
star.
Right. In my head, I was like, are they holding steaks? But it's stars.
Steaks!
Okay.
So, oh my gosh.
Because I love Texas barbecue.
Amen.
Here's a clip from Mama D where she goes into what she likes about a man.
At this time in my life, I am not dating. I would love to meet someone that's very nice. Now, this is so funny. Deandra has age limits, if I can date, because I'm 77. Deandra, because the only people that ask me out are 50-year-olds. There is no way my mom's going to date a 50-year-old. If you think she's going to date a 50-year-old, you're crazy. So she has these limits. You have age groups. First of all, she would let me date. She said 68. Now I've got her down to 65. Because people my age, they're pokey. They're not like me. Hey, I just go. I mean, I run around with a group. You know, we stay out till 1 or 2 in the morning. I love to do things. I'm a great sport.
She's so cute. I love her.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I would love to meet a man that is interesting, that is successful. I don't care about a bunch of baggage. But that I want to be equal. How can I say this? It's not that I care about any of their financial, but I think they need to be kind of on the same way I am, you know, financially. I'm accustomed to my lifestyle, and they ought to be able to travel and go places and do things. I've dated two men, and one of them was a nice man. The other man I really, really liked, and he was very intelligent, had more money than me. But I feel like, from what my friends told me, they thought that I intimidated him. Mm. And I don't mean to intimidate people. It's just, I'm a type A personality. I have never, ever
met
anyone. I can't carry on a conversation with. No one intimidates Mama D. Mm-mm. I don't know what intimidation is. And I can't understand that.
Okay.
So I would love to date. I would love to meet someone.
All right. So that's Mama D.
Mama D staying out till 1 or 2 in the morning at age 77?
Yeah, she is getting it in, but she's willing to come home a few nights for the right man with the right pocketbook. Okay.
And aren't we all?
The next is an article where Deandra was writing in her blog today, kind of going in a little bit more about how she didn't appreciate Cameron and Leanne exaggerating the whole drinking thing. And so she is really kind of almost, I'm not going to quite say cutting ties with Cameron too, but now it's definitely like Cameron and Leanne against Deandra. And Deandra also said, which was interesting in this article, which hasn't been brought up, I think, so far, that when she went to the charity event, she was not drunk because she had been driving that day. Or maybe she drove from wherever with Brandy to the event. So she didn't, you know, so she on top of that was like, I don't drive while intoxicated. And they're just exaggerating this point to make it seem like I'm an alcoholic. So a somewhat interesting article, but also kind of stuff she's already been saying in this episode as well.
Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, Heather Dubrow sent a tweet out to Leanne commenting on her flawless makeup. And this could be shade or not. Some of us think not. I personally feel like it's some shade, y'all. She uses the emoji. Like, I feel like she's referring to the Facetune.
Yeah.
Like, where's Leanne's nose? Like,
yeah, there's like no lines, no like indents in her face. Yeah, I totally didn't get the shade at first, but the only thing that gives it away to me is that emoji.
Yeah, the ooh emoji, and just how also Heather's husband is a plastic surgeon. So.
But what does that have to do with it?
She does have the hearts there.
I mean, the hearts make it seem like it's love, although personally, I feel like that makeup look is borderlining on drag, in my opinion. But I don't think Heather Dubrow is saying that. Like, that's just what I think. She looks a little Morticia-like to me.
Yes, and for the listeners who don't know what Facetune is, that's the app where you're able to make your face smooth and
Photoshop
your teeth white. It's like a Photoshop app. It's
okay.
Crazy. All right, so those are the news for this week. And then let's go to quick predictions for next episode. The girls are going to Copenhagen.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
The girls are finally going to Copenhagen, and we see there's going to be some drama between Leanne and Deandra, of course. They get a little handsy. And then Cam versus Deandra. Cam storms out. And then, you know, what do y'all think is going to happen? Stephanie, the ending is Stephanie's comment is, I'm going to need a shot of tequila and a hug.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week. I love a good housewife trip, especially if it's overseas. I'm excited for the Cam and Deandra fight. I think that it's kind of been brewing for a couple weeks now, and it's finally going to come to blows. So we're going to see that in detail.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of along, excuse me, the same lines. I feel that we already kind of know how Leanne and Deandra are going to end up, but I think that Cameron and Deandra actually are going to have the same falling out. And I think what for me is we'll see kind of more of a debacle of that relationship. And I think what will be interesting is I think for some reason that Carrie might end up on Team Leanne at the end of the day. So that should be interesting and kind of surprising. I do, actually.
You don't think she's going to stay Switzerland?
I don't know. Carrie is so two-faced, but I think she might end up with Leanne at the end of the day.
All right. Well, that concludes our after show.
Wait, you didn't give us your predictions?
Oh, or did you? I just more of like...
Summarize the recap. We predicted. What's your prediction?
I'm just ready for Leanne and Deandra, as you said, to go at it. Like they previewed it last episode, and I thought it was going to be this episode. Now I got to wait for another week to see what really happens in Copenhagen. I gotta know. So we will find out next week, next episode. So where can everyone find y'all in the meantime?
Thank you guys for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at ShantiChristina.
All right, party people. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to The Real Housewives of Dallas. After show, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at Rach_Robillard. And I uploaded a really fun pic of my Halloween costume wearing ranch, so y'all should definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and give us a like on Facebook and give us a lot of comments, and we'll give you a shout out next time. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Bye. Our founders, bye. Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.